Give the Republicans credit. When they lost the White House in 1964, 1992, and again in 1998, it didn't occur to them to shrink back, suck their thumbs, and try to become the country's second Democratic Party. They stuck to their guns. Oops, Freudian slip. Made their differences with Democrats starker than ever, and by 2004 ran one of the most perfectly executed, if demagogically conceived, elections in memory. So what is all this Monday morning quarterbacking by some Democrats who are in angst over John Kerry's loss? Should we move to the right? Should we wrap ourselves in religion? Should we re-examine our values? To this I say balderdash. Americans aren't attracted to reeds in the wind. They are attracted to parties who are sure of who they are and what they stand for, and aren't afraid to tell you so. Yet in the ashes of John Kerry's loss, you can't open a paper without some Beltway Democrat yammering about how the party has to change to attract Bush voters. To them, I say, one Republican Party is quite enough. Moreover, there's nothing wrong with a Democratic Party that stirred as much excitement as it did this year. A party that registered millions of new voters, recruited hundreds of thousands of citizens to campaign door-to-door for the first time, took about 48% of the popular vote, and reinvigorated the youth vote. George Bush's claim that he won a mandate has all the intellectual weight of a postage stamp. Here is a president who won with a bare majority, 51% of the popular vote. With almost half the nation opposed to Mr. Bush, with a president's job approval rating of less than 50%, trust me, this election was no mandate. Only a platform of tragedy, 9/11, the greatest failure in national defense in our history, allowed Mr. Bush to overcome his own record. The White House also succeeded in getting working-class people to vote against their own economic interests with appeals to conservative social issues. But this is not likely to work next time, when millions of meat and potatoes voters become victims of Mr. Bush's deficits in economic policies and are likely to see their families' battered economic interests aligned with the Democrats in 2006 and 2008. Garrison Keillor says Democrats are like deciduous trees. They fade and wane occasionally, but when the season is right, their sap rises. Trust me, friends. Democrats may have narrowly lost this election, but their sap is up and is likely to keep rising. This is Les LeCoyne.